Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. He's the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty. Today is Good Friday. And we are honoring the sacrifice of Jesus this week around the world. And Sunday is Easter. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We invite you here. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. Thank you for dying for us, for coming to the earth, for all that you are doing now and will do forever. Amen. Today is the day that we honor Jesus Christ's death, his passion. And as we know, it's a very holy, sacred event. It's, of course, our entire most holy faith is based on this. And Sunday we celebrate Easter. But even in the midst of this really wonderful celebration, I want to continue to emphasize the glory of the Lord, the presence of Jesus. Man was born to fellowship with God, with Jesus Christ. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe, and when someone finds his presence, he literally they find everything that they want, need, desire, long for, hope for, dream of in the presence of Jesus. His presence and glory is beyond human words, beyond, for all eternity. Let's think about this. For all eternity, those who make it to heaven will never be able to actually put his presence into human words. That's how wonderful his presence and glory is. And it's all made possible because of his sacrifice. This is all, the presence of Jesus is the answer. It's what every human needs and wants, even if they don't realize it. It's what we were born for. And this is all we need to know. That's we don't need to know anything else. In fact, believe it or not, we don't have to have a Bible. We don't have to have, there's wonderful teachings and so much great, information and teachings. It's just awesome. But we only need one thing, that relationship with Jesus the Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. When someone has that, they have, it's something beyond words. The treasure. Jesus called it the treasure. I hope that you enjoyed the message posted earlier, the podcast. Today I'm doing two. Great information. And we want to have Jeff Adams back on the podcast, many times. He's a great teacher and understands the glory of the Lord. And that message that he gave, the information, it's wonderful. Let's remember, even in this midst of, we are honoring the sacrifice of Jesus, and on the one hand, it's serious. Jesus suffered so much. He shed his blood. He Reinhard Bonnke, I remember him saying, Jesus paid such a price for the world. And, you know, we are honored to be able to know him and to serve him and do whatever he asks us to do. And Reinhard Bonnke said, I remember his words. He said, it's more than worth the effort to try to win people to Jesus Christ, considering what Jesus went through and the price that he paid. But remember, Jesus is alive forever. He is risen. He's in heaven now, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. So glorious, this celebration, beyond a celebration that he offers. That's why I want to continue to emphasize that. And the greatest celebration is his presence in glory. That's when we find him. That's how we walk with him. That's how we have this relationship with him. It's just incredible that he offers this. And it's... we can learn from the great patriarchs of the faith, like the Reinhard Bonnkes and others, I think they would all say, even with their big ministry and they're touching millions of lives, you know, it's just about Jesus and his presence, that relationship that they have with him. That's the answer. It's not about that's all we need to have. That's all. And how encouraging that is. Every one of us can have that. We, all the time, 24 hours a day, every day, all the time, Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, in us, and all around us. I just heard this worship song, the whole earth is filled with his glory. And I realized the simplicity, the whole earth filled with his glory. He's all around us, literally his presence, all around us, all the time. We don't have to, the Holy Spirit will give us this revelation that when we have Jesus Christ, we have God Almighty. He's the Lord God Almighty. He became a man. He's not a man anymore. He's the Son of God eternally. He's the Savior. But he's the Lord God Almighty. We have God with us. And I know that one of my main things I'm emphasizing, it sounds like the same thing in a lot of these messages, right? But that's the answer, is the man is born to fellowship with God and his presence in glory. That's the answer. That's 100% the answer. Everything flows from that. That's why these great patriarchs of the faith, they have these massive ministries, and it's really inspiring. I'm talking about, you know, Bonnke, Oral Roberts, T.L. Osborne, Kenneth Hagin. You just go around, men and women of God. Marilyn Hickey is an example. A very anointed woman of God. There's many other people like them. I almost don't want to mention specifics, because there's, praise the Lord for these great men and women of God around the world. But if you really get to the heart and ask them, they even asked Kenneth Hagin. They said, "What's your secret?" He said, "The presence of Jesus." Boom. you know, yes, there's a place for, well, another way to put that is when someone finds his presence and glory, that treasure, they find, no matter who they are, they find everything that a human being, again, is created for and longs for. Everything is found in his presence and glory, not just knowing Jesus. It's not enough. Even Bonnke said it's not enough to be a Christian and to say that you're set, you know, it's going deeper, meet, you know, experiencing his presence and glory. That's the only thing someone will want. They won't even, ministry will just flow from that. You know, they'll naturally want to serve him, learn from him, walk with him, tell others at the right time about him, worship him. Amen. And you know, celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever. In heaven, I do believe, as I mentioned, you know, people in heaven are celebrating the Lord God Almighty, the only true God, and his Son Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit forever, just flowing and celebrating him, and not caring about anything but that. And ministry will continue in heaven, and people are, it's a very relaxed, happy place. People are having a, they're, it's, that's what humans are born to do forever, really. And the earth is just a temporary place to determine where someone will go. Heaven or hell. It's very simple. And you know, we get, again, we all fall short of the glory of God, and there's many, many things that keep us from this one thing, that one thing. If there's one thing someone should do and is the greatest privilege to do, seek the Lord Jesus, God Almighty, and find him on a particular day. And remember, he hides. He hides himself. He's in many, many ways, he hides. So I hope this is encouraging to you, to all of us, that it's all about that one thing. It's not about what a privilege. What a glorious privilege. It's, you know, it's, and any, that anyone can do that. Anyone can, the simplicity, that the how it's easy and simple. It's not about, we think in the natural that we have to, oh, there's so many ways that we miss it. You know, we're thinking that we have to try to be like Jesus and try to do good things. There is a place for just, for actually going out and doing good works, absolutely. But we think that we have to do all these certain things and study and learn and you know, be hard on ourselves and we have to, it's going to take a long, long time to, and it's altogether wrong. It's about, it's losing our old nature, seeking him with our whole heart. When we find him, amen, he will the joy of the Lord becomes our strength. He'll, as I remember Bonnke said, he'll lift us up in the power of his might. We have God Almighty with us. He always has the victory. He always wins. What a privilege that he offers every person in the world, first, to choose him, to know him, just salvation is the greatest miracle, to be in His family, to be His child, to be in, what a privilege. Okay, then, same principle, all truth is parallel with God. The greatest privilege for a believer every day is that they can seek Him and potentially experience His presence and glory. The greatest privilege. Glory to God, and let's do at the same time, with God, it's both and, not either or. We do honor and revere and proclaim the sacrifice of Jesus, especially today. Remember that there's something that's in the Bible. It's just fascinating and inspiring. After Jesus died, well, I'll deal with that tomorrow, but today, this Jesus passion, we know, those of us who are believers know that he endured such suffering. He shed His blood. 7 times He shed His blood, from 7 times, and crucified on a cross for 6 hours. This is one of the most brutal forms of execution. This reveals God's love for the world. It's the indisputable proof. Indisputable proof of God's love for the world. God came to earth as a man and justified Himself to the whole world. Amen. That's John Wesley. And I present all this in the mighty, glorious, and powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.